Blog Talk Radio.
Out of the traffic and smog of Los Angeles comes the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends. And now, Los Angeles, Orange County, and the world. The new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends is on the air.
Well, good afternoon, world. Yes, that's right. It's me, Tommy Bahamas, back here on the airwaves with you live across the globe. Good afternoon, Orlando. Good afternoon, Los Angeles. Good evening, or good afternoon. I guess it's, as my co-host LJ used to say, good pre-evening, pre-evening, UK, Europe, and beyond. You are listening to what we will very gladfully call the pre-season launch for season 5 of Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations. As we begin the approach to the summer, we are planning to launch the show hopefully somewhere around Memorial Day. We are shaking out the cobwebs and removing all of the dilapidated materials that we once had in the studio, and we're starting all over again. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. We crashed and burned. I'm not going to lie. We had when we lost our daughter, things kind of hit the ground, and LJ and I took a hiatus. We knew it would not be a permanent hiatus, but we did know that we would be back on the airwaves with you guys, and we would be launching season 5. We've tried, but now is the time. We have quite a schedule of guests lined up already for season 5, and I want to just take a couple moments to tell you guys a little bit, if you haven't been with us before, as to who we are, what we are, and what we do. We've been on the seas, on the airwaves since the summer of 2010. We started off at LA Talk Radio with my dear friend Sam Hansen out of Hollywood, California, and we are looking forward to working directly with Sam again as we proceed into the future. The show has taken a life of itself. We have chat rooms that we have sprung up all over the world on Spreaker and AOL chat rooms and Facebook and blogtalkradio.com. If you're listening to us or you're going through the Facebook app, you can go directly to the website where the show is being launched, and there is a chat room there. Now, for today's purposes, it is not active. It is not active just because, A, we want to make sure that the sound quality is up to par. Before we do the full official season launch, we want to make sure the mics sound right, and we want to make sure the music sounds right, and we want to make sure that you guys out there know that we're back on the air. But we do have to take a special moment to say thank you to our families, to you, the listeners, to our brothers and sisters, our mentors, David and Cindy Murdoch, Dr. Mike Murdoch, Pastor Larry and Tiz Huck, Marcus and Joni Lamb, Joe Pernito, Jerry Savelle, Don Caffeine, Pastor Anna Sweet. My goodness, I could go on. Marquez Griffin, Brandon Reed, J.C. Hopper. Shall I continue? Yes, I shall continue. I think I shall. Let me also say a very, very thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Caitlin and Greg Garrison, who we're gonna have them on our show in the future. There's so many things that have happened that has been blessed, that has happened to us since we last were regularly on the air with you guys. And they say all good things come to those who wait. I do want to clear up a couple of things, but first, let me just get back to basics. For you guys who do not know, there's really, for us, only one way to learn and grow in the world, and that's to find your difference as to where you are, who you are, and the difference of yourself and those around you. It's from that place that you can have a better understanding and learn wisdom. We want to let you know that as we move into the new season, we will be bringing back Whimsical Wednesdays, which is where we have one day of a week where we honor a musician, an artist. We have all different plethora of music. So please don't, you know, we've gotten some email. It's not hate email, but it's those that said, you've changed your format and you've gone to this. No. We still have the latest, greatest musicians on there. We have hip hop. We have R&B. We have bluegrass, folk. We have rock and roll. We have Christian rock, all different kinds. Whimsical Wednesdays are set for classic music, the latest, greatest artists that are coming out or who have been out, who want to either A, tell you their story, aka the old song storytellers, who will tell you a little bit about their music and present to you what their music was about and what inspired them, or they will just outright play you their newest cuts of the songs that are coming out. We also welcome artists as far as playwrights, soap opera stars, actors. We have philosophers. We have psychiatrists. We have ministers. We have, my goodness, we have all different kinds of different authors who come on the show and talk to us. And also on top of that, we have the unsung great hero. And it doesn't just be, it's not just limited to here in America. It is limited to the entire planet Earth. So if you are just being exposed to our website or to our show, please know that this is a show for the people. This is not a show. If you want to talk politics and you want to talk about all the garbage that's going on Facebook and social media and all over the place, there is plenty of outlets out there where you can speak your mind and go whichever direction. You want to go to the left, you want to go to the right, you want to talk about the elephant, or you want to talk about the donkey. You have plenty of places you can go. That is not what this place is about. This is a show for the people. We are a show that believes very simply that you have a right to speak. And that being said, we give you that chance to do so. So we do have listener lines, so you can contact us directly and you can call into the show so you can voice that opinion. Just to let you know, we are currently, we have a couple different contests that we offer every season. And at the end of the show, I will play you a cut. As you heard at the beginning of the show, we had an introduction, and some people say, why does it say Los Angeles? Well, we started in Hollywood. We have literally traveled across America 5 times, up and back and forth, up and down the coasts, and survived. Thank you, God. And we have brought the radio to the people, wherever they are at, so that way their opinion, their presentation, they could be heard, whatever the story is. So if you do know of anybody who wants to be on the show, deserves to be on the show, deserves to be recognized, you can always write us directly. The direct email for now, till the website's back functioning again, is Positive Vibes. That's Vibes, V-I-B-E-S, Positive Vibes 1014 at gmail.com. I do want to give a special shout out right now to Sue Corrigan. I believe she is across the pond over England way, and I told her I would give her a mention. We have quite a few things that are coming up, and we're not going to let all the different things out of the bag, because I'm a man of my word, and I honored and said that I would not do so. But there is some controversy. I've been told that we are not provocative or controversial enough. I think that goes both ways, personally. I think that there is a place to be, you could be rude about things, or you could just speak your opinion. And I think everybody has the right to that opinion. That being said, there's some injustice that's been done in the world, and we speak about that. We have an open forum for people, positive and negative, and being the fact that we are indirectly connect still with our friend Sam Hansen out in Hollywood, we use this as a platform, as a forum to get that information out there to the world. And as I said, if you do have something you need or want to speak about, you're welcome to do so. I will tell you, we do have a listener contest. The listener contest is an opportunity for you to write the ending for our show. You have about a minute and 30 seconds to come up with your own version. It doesn't matter if it's what genre of music it is. Only thing we ask is that it's respectful, that it mentions the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, with myself, Tommy Bahamas, and my co-host, who is, she's here, but she's not here at the moment. I could let her in, but I think she's currently working, and she's just listening right now. She's in the shadows, so to speak. The person behind the curtain is working diligently to make sure that things are right. yes, that's my wife. LJ, the Dr. 2B, she is still with me. We call it Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and Friends, because we consider all of you, the listeners of the world, to be our friends. That being said, I want you guys to know that we are here. You can. We have some children's books that we have written, and I'm in the process, believe it or not, it looks like it's coming up on like 9 or 10 now books that I need illustrations for. And I have a couple more books that are coming out, philosophy and an actual novel. So we need illustrators. We have children's literature right now that is just waiting to be illustrated. You can write to us direct, and we will send you the material. You can send us your sketches, and you could possibly be out there to the world as a published illustrator. The listener contest, as I said, gives you an opportunity to create the actual ending for our show, which I'll play one of our previous listeners who won the contest in the previous season to give you an example of what I'm speaking about. And also, as we expand into the Undenied Radio Studios, we're looking for a web designer and an app creator who's willing to work with us. It's a flexible position. If you are available, as I said, you can contact us directly at positivevibes1014@gmail.com. We're so grateful to be back on the air with you guys. You can always catch me. Right now I'm on Twitter at TLBethel32. The Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations website is up on Facebook. And let's see, what can I say? Our show is not about drama and hostility. Our show is meant to have a place of an open forum where you don't have to worry about being judged or condemned, where you can speak freely and have people who agree with you share that opinion with you. And they can state that. There's, like I said, normally on a normal day when we're broadcasting, we have the chat rooms open. So it's completely interactive, the show. My personal philosophy is that we're all here together in the same place right now on this planet. The only difference is wherever you may be listening to this broadcast. We're all neighbors. Thank God we've all survived. We're all here together. We're not alone. And at this point in life, we all have something to remember, something to grow by, whether it's good or bad. We've all made life choices, good and bad. And the good news is, just like me, hey, you're listening to this. You survived. So we welcome you. We're not just going to sit there show after show and browbeat you into listening into philosophy or garbage. We're going to bring you the deepest thoughts, the most positive vibrations we can, the latest, greatest artists, music, writing, television, movies. If you can name it, you can think about it. We're here. That's what we're here for. And as I mentioned, we're not about politics. We're not about gossip. We do our best to do our research. So any program or guest that comes on the show, we give you informative information because we believe that information, there's a lot of dead news out there, and there's a lot of stigmatized, slanted radio and media outlets out there. We want something more, something of quality, something that you can walk away with, something to make you think. So we became a show for everybody. And our topics may range and be controversial. And as I said, I've gotten a little criticism because I'm back in school and I have no problem speaking my truth. I'm back in school to be a minister, but I have been a musician. I have been a event photographer. I've worked in radio for over 20 years. I have friends literally all over the globe. My family's from the Bahamas. I have an extremely well-rounded and diverse background. We don't mind having fitness gurus or informative information as far as health products and stuff come on the show. We just believe that in today's society, we need a neutral ground, a place where that you can speak freely without somebody having angst against you. And so we welcome the people of the world to speak to us, to refer to us, to come to us if necessary, whether it be spiritual or if you speak about God, we do have that as well. You know, we do have ministry. There's another show that I'm doing that is focused specifically on that. But one of the things I wrestled with specifically was, though we have ministers that come on the show and though we have musicians who are into worship and music, Christian music and such, not just Christian, other music as well. We don't want you to think that that is all we do. We are open to all things as long as you're respectful, as long as you're not, you know, distasteful and say and disrespect different cultures and different people. We are very open. And that being said, I could sit and ramble on and on and on. As I said, I am in school right now myself, so I'm working. I am an entrepreneur. I am a writer. I am a photographer. And as you can tell, I'm also a broadcaster. And as we move forward, we're very hopeful that you will continue to join us as we continue to broadcast. Our shows are very diverse. You won't have any commercials. If there is, it's very few and far between. I do believe that since we're using Blog Talk Radio as a platform, at the end of the show, or sometimes they may even interject something in the show, but not by my doing. And we also will bring you news. Now, when I say news, I don't mean today in Washington, D.C., we had – No. I mean things that are happening in the world, like you know – the astronomers just found a new spherical nebula, a supernova, and things of this nature. You know, they just uncovered they just unearthed a new archaeological site over in the other side of the globe. You know, I'm being very vague and I'm being very comical, but the truth of the matter is that we literally have had people who have been all over the globe telling us about everything, and we don't want you to think that that's not something that is an open forum here on Provocative Back and Speak. Provocative thoughts and positive vibrations. We do only have just a couple minutes left for the show, but I wanted to take a moment to make a dedication. Just a couple of minutes ago, I was interacting on social media with another broadcaster who's a friend of mine who I listen to. Yes, this is a shout out for you, Pam. Pam Jam Brooks, who actually literally got me into radio. She doesn't know yet. But she was one of the first broadcasters I heard on the radio back in New York, we won't say when. We're not that old yet, Pam. But she had such a welcoming presence on the radio, and she's still on the radio. I think she's broadcasting as I'm speaking. And we had an interactive back and forth, myself and a whole bunch of other people, about what was the greatest live album of rock and roll music ever. And, it, you know, people made a lot of different comments. The Eagles, you know, one person actually said John Denver Live. And I think personally that there is so many different live albums that have been produced on the planet that it's really just like saying, I prefer to listen to Shakespeare or go to a Shakespearean play. It's everybody has their own opinion and they have the right to do so. So I'm going to play a song that is something special and personal to myself and to my wife, who is my co-host, who originally was my personal assistant long before we had this radio show. I've known her since I was a child. She is my dearest and my best friend. And this is a song from Mr. John Denver. It was our wedding song. This is for you, LJ. I love you. Any song.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come, let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me
have it. Any song by John Denver. We want to thank you for taking a little bit of time to listen to us. Normally we can go from a half an hour to 2 hours. And once we get everything up and running, if we had to, we could go as much as 3 hours. That's a really long time for somebody to sit down and listen to the radio. That's the reason why we make it interactive. And that's the reason why it's not your standard talk radio. Like I said, if you want that, there's plenty of places you can go be political and stomp your feet and wave your arms. And in this day and age in America, at least, there's plenty and plenty and plenty of people who are up in arms. Why not find some place where you can go, where you can listen to some good music, have something to think about when you walk away, and have a better positive attitude and vibration at the end of it. We are very grateful for the opportunity to be here with you today. I wished I could tell you that I don't have some regrets of people who are no longer with us, who I wish they were. I've lost quite a few of my loved friends and family members in the last, my goodness, man, it hasn't even been a year. And we want to, if you're a praying kind of person, I want to just put this out there. There's a little boy right now named Dakota Miller, who is in Pennsylvania, who they had to life flight him out. And I'm not exactly sure all the details right now, but he shot himself and he's on life support. And the airlifted him out, and we put our prayers out there to him and to his family, and hope and pray that God will heal him, that he will be better. We hate to hear of tragedies like this, but it's becoming all too common here in America. I've lost some of my dearest friends, people from high school, some of my childhood friends, and some of my family as well. And I just want to let you guys all know that I love you, including my sisters, my mom and dad, LJ, her sister, her brother, her mom, and all the family. We love you very much. As we wrap up the show today, I wanted to just take another moment to say to you, we do have the listener contest by which you can be participant. You can call in and speak to us on the air and talk about your song if you want to. It's 1 minute and 25 seconds. You can send it directly to positivevibes1014@gmail.com. Put listener contest submission in the subject line. Doesn't matter what genre of music it is. It's up to you. And believe it or not, Undenied the book, the entire story of the whole Wild Ride is just about complete. Yes, I put it down. I picked it up again, though, and it's just about ready to be released and published and put out there for you guys all as well. So this is the winner of one of our previous seasons. This is Mr. Ned Cray. He has blessed us with his wonderful ending rendition of our show. It sums up who we are, what we are. It gives you an idea of, no, don't copy Ned. We can do your own thing. We really can, and we hope that you will. This is Mr. Ned Cray with the ending for Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations. I look forward to speaking to you again once we get up and rolling. God willing, I'll be able to broadcast with you guys 2-3 times a week. And I look forward to being able to share that time with you again in the future. Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations is here for you. PositiveVibes1014@gmail.com is the email. And next time, the chat rooms will be open, and so will the guest lines. Here's Ned Cray. God bless you.
Vibrations reaching out from LA, being heard in all nations, spreading the word that life is worth living, encouraging all in the sharing and giving. Tommy Bahama's got the islands in his blood, and the lowest Dr. QB is his father and bud. Together alone with friends from all places, they reach out, putting smiles on our faces. Vibrations bringing into our lives new ideas and creations. We're glad you came. Thanks for joining the show. And if you liked it, please let your friends know.
Very Beatlesque. As we say at the end of every provocative of every one of our shows, God bless you and take it easy.